Giving stuff away. It's time to give stuff away. 695-1620 trivia question. Trivia question. Who was the first U.S. American president to ride in a car? 695-1620. The first U.S. American president to ride in a car.
Ride in a car.
You know, as you
think I know the answer.
As you well know, student debt is $1 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
Lawmakers working on, yeah.
Except that, you know, we don't have to really, you really don't have to pay it back.
Well, that's the whole thing. Exactly. Exactly. Without an escape clause, howsomever, as far as bankruptcy is concerned, it can't be discharged that way. Comes the story now of Nick Keith. Nick, 36 years old, remains in debt totaling $142,000 8 years after graduating from culinary school.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. Culinary school. He owes $142,000. Took out $46,000 in private loans and then got a loan for 19%. Way to go. And daddy co-signed for it.
Oh, my goodness.
The bestest of ever. Look, some people shouldn't be rescued, okay? Just say. Hey there, you're on WTAW. What's the answer?
Teddy Roosevelt.
That's right. Oh,
oh
man.
I was wrong.
Oh, wow. Did you know or did you Google?
I guessed it. It was time frame fit.
Wow, very good. Yes, as a matter of fact, that's right. Who's this?
Chris Rutledge.
Chris Rutledge. Chris, have a pair of tickets to Schlitterbahn, your choice of parks.
Excellent.
Okay, you got to choose.
No, he's got to.
I'm thinking, let's do the New Braunfels.
All right, New Braunfels, you got to come by here, Crystal Park Plaza, fifth floor. Thanks. And you see, look at our listeners; they are so.
What
smart.
Year was that?
They hung up. They
what year was
hung
that?
Up immediately.
I'm or not. They just didn't care.
Yeah. Wait, there's more.
Yeah. Well, eventually there will be.
I don't know what year it was. Now you probably Google it.
Because my guess was McKinley.
Mm-hmm. That's
but,
pretty close,
you know,
right?
That was, he was.
One over.
Yep,
just one more. Okay. Okay, so, got the story about, I guess there's no better time than now to do it.
I'm out of staples. Oh,
okay. You're out of staples? Well, I got one over here. You want to come borrow it and then put it in yours?
My stapler?
I'll just give you a staple and you put it in yours and go ahead and bend it.
I got staples.
Old people do indeed have a distinctive odor, scientists say. See, now come on.
Come on.
Yeah, how insensitive is that? But it's a lot better than the reputation and bad jokes. A study involving the inevitable task of sniffing older people.
Sniffing grandma?
Yeah. age 75 to 95 gave off a scent more pleasant and less intense than those of two younger age groups, which would be 20 to 30s and 45 to 55. So
I'd take grandpa over.
Over who? Over who?
Over, you know, any 16-year-old.
So,
you know.
Sometimes you don't have to comment, Tom. It's okay.
Yeah. I mean, really.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
Well, Grandpa's going to be consistent, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, it says here, sniffers could detect gender differences in younger groups, but not so much in the older ones.
Really?
As you grow older, you smell more and more like a woman.
Okay, I'm gonna quit talking now.
Yeah,
go ahead,
probably,
Chase,
it's probably
it
best.
Yeah, that's all.
I just figured in the older demographic you could distinguish because it, you know, one smelled like Chanel 5.
Yeah, just saying. All right, let you know. All right, now we try to help you. And by the way, now that's one side, okay? So let me give you another side, okay? The good side.
Uh huh.
Okay. They may smell very nice.
Thank you.
They may smell funny, but if you need help picking a secure password for your Facebook account, talk to Grandma. Study shows that people over the age of 55 choose the strongest passwords.
Really?
ABC123? Password 1.
According to the new... Hey, it's password 01, dude.
Oh.
Okay. According to the New Scientist, in the largest study of password security, researchers noticed most of us choose passwords that are less secure than what security experts would recommend. People over the age of 55 tend to pick passwords double the strength of those chosen by people under 25. They know more words. They've used more words.
Don't you love it when you get a complicated password that you can't copy and paste?
Yeah.
You have to enter it. 7QRX number sign / FRG9.
And that's how they normally are.
Yeah. There you go. Okay, I didn't get it. I'm pretty sure I missed the pound sign in there somewhere. Oh, I didn't see the percent.
Oh, yeah. Reminds me of the, well, okay. Reminds me of the female of indeterminate hair color.
Right.
Yeah. She couldn't remember her password, and they went and looked it up, and they found it. It was 123 Austin 45, and they said, why did you do that? He said, well, it had to include one capital.